Today's kids are not getting enough physical activity. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Bruce Lee, associate professor of international health at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, explores why this is something everyone should be paying attention to.
These days, kids just aren't getting enough physical activity. Less than one-third of children in the United States aren't even meeting the minimum requirements for physical activity as outlined by the Sports and Fitness Industry Association. That's 25 minutes of vigorous physical activity 3 times a week. Should you care, even if you don't have kids or GASP don't even like kids? Yes, absolutely. Because it is costing you and everyone else money. Billions. Our recent study showed that just increasing the proportion of children who meet the minimum SFIA standards from less than a third to 50% could decrease the number of obese and overweight youth by 4.18%, averting $8.1 billion in direct medical costs and $13.8 billion in lost productivity. Why? Physical inactivity can lead to weight issues, which can lead to health problems such as diabetes, heart disease, strokes, and cancer. Health problems, in turn, can lead to medical costs and lost productivity. Medical costs then can lead to insurance costs. Insurance costs lead to higher premiums for everyone. Lost productivity leads to business losses. Business losses hurts the economy. Hurting the economy hurts all of us. Why aren't kids more physically active? Broken systems. Broken social systems leading to sedentary lives, broken school systems with physical education classes being cut, broken environmental systems without enough parks, playgrounds, and safe walking paths. The list of broken systems goes on and on. So this is everyone's problem, because if our country doesn't change, it's going to cost everyone change, a lot of change.
That was Bruce Lee of Johns Hopkins University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.